Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more
information. This is Track O'Brien on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and this is the third part of our Ours to Protect feature on energy conservation in the home. Over the last 2 weeks, we heard about the advantages of conserving energy at home as much as possible. We learned about the BER ratings and solar panels, and we met with John McCarthy from the Carbon Neutral Falls Hotel in Ennisdiamond in County Clare that gets its electricity through hydropower. First question this week, how important is investment in green energy sources for this country for the future? It's Ciarán Byrne from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland.
That's absolutely critical, because again, if you look, I'm looking at it, we're talking here as a map of the world in front of us, and you look where we are, our biggest, our biggest advantage, if you want, from where we're located is wind. We have wind energy in abundance. I mean, you've heard people talking about Ireland being the centre of excellence, being a leader in renewable energy from wind, because that's what we have. So in a weird kind of way, like, we're all used to the kind of Saudi Arabia and these places having huge oil resources. We have huge wind resources, so we need to invest in those, because number one, we are on a trajectory to net zero. So we have to decarbonize, and decarbonize means stop burning stuff to create our energy, right? We need to move towards renewables. We have this natural competitive advantage of wind. We have a developing industry, and so it's going to create jobs. It's a kind of a win-win-win on multiple fronts. It'll create jobs. It'll reduce our reliance on imported fossil fuel. It'll increase energy security, which a lot of people don't think about, but it's kind of important at the moment with, you know, this geopolitical instability. So we become self-sufficient in renewable sources of energy and create a new industry at the same time. It's a win all around.
And you can see there's plenty of opportunity for the country to develop this over the next 10, 15 years.
Oh, absolutely. And there's serious plans in play at the moment to try and really push out to our 2030 targets in 2014, 2015, beyond that. We're developing the industry. We're probably a little bit on the back foot in the context that other countries like Scotland and North East England had an oil industry, so they've got probably a better advantage. But we're certainly making significant progress. And the government and the changes in the policy and laws and like that have made some of the speed bumps a lot less. So things like planning, and we've got a marine regulatory authority. We're really putting in the building blocks to develop a wind industry at speed.
Next up, I recently met with Matthew Seeley from the Irish Electric Vehicle Association to find out what is the most efficient system you can have in place at home to keep your electric car charged.
So what I would say is, with solar PV and you want to charge your car at home, you need to have a charger. The best way of doing that is to find one that is smart, which is one that you're going to typically find with the SEAI grants. But with a little bit of work, but looking at things like the My Energy Zappy or the Omi Pro, EO Mini, although I don't entirely always recommend the EO Mini, simply because the EO Mini will do solar charging, but it doesn't pause when your solar PV drops below the minimum of 1.4 kilowatts, which is what you need to have at a minimum for any car to start charging. So you're looking for an EV charger. If you have solar in your home, that has the ability to be able to charge with the solar and has that ability to change when you wanted to do it or not. With that, home charger grants of €300 are available. So same as any other smart charger that's out there and should be available with the grants, but just taking a little bit more time to see what's there. To the question of what is the most efficient way of doing it, good question insofar as, what inefficient, do people want to look at it from a cost perspective, or do they want to look at it from the environmental perspective? So if you look at it from the environmental perspective, I have a My Energy Zappy. I set it to Eco Plus, and during the middle of the day, when there's good sun during the day, the battery that's on my solar PV in the house fills up. And when that reaches 100%, instead of exporting electricity back to the grid, I charge my car on Eco Plus, so it automatically switches over and starts charging my vehicle. If you look at it from a pure cost perspective, given that solar PV currently pays more for what you export to the grid than it would be if you were purchasing electricity at night rate, you're probably better off financially exporting your electricity during the day and filling your car up at night time when the night rates kick in between, we'll say, midnight and 8 a.m. and then letting any solar excess go during the rest of the day. So the big thing is to take into consideration, if you have solar PV, not always a de facto, they don't have to go hand in hand, that solar is the one that goes with an EV. It just happens to be what a lot of people are doing. But put solar PV in your house. if you're looking at a battery in the house, it's probably recommended to do, because it helps get over that, you know, peak in the evening times. But when it comes to an electric vehicle on the other side of it, what you're trying to do is, you know, be most cost efficient for you as an individual. That most likely is charging at night time. But then after that, there's a quite a nice feeling, is the best way of describing it, being able to charge your car on solar and know that, you know, at that point in time, you are definitely using a vehicle that is using 100% renewable electricity, because it's come from the sun. You've charged it up in your own home. It hasn't come from anywhere else. And you can stand over that, you know, you're doing as much as you can do in using that vehicle for that period of time.
Matthew Seely there from the Irish Electric Vehicle Association. It's all about finding ways to keep your energy usage at a low level. So here's a few hacks before we finish up this week for you and your family to keep your carbon footprint down, from Lorna Ann Tierney, founder of Earthy Virtual Assistant and the Earthy Marketplace.
When it comes to cutting down on your carbon footprint as a family, I think it's all about, you know, small manageable changes that can slot into your daily life. So it's like nothing too drastic, just simple swaps that add up over time and obviously make a big difference. One of the easiest places I would say you should start is with your transport. So if walking, cycling, or, you know, using public transport works for some of your regular journeys, like school runs or trips into town, that's a really great place to start lowering your emissions. And, you know, if the car journey is a must, you could always try carpooling. And of course, just combining errands into one trip, that can really make a difference too. So food's another big one, including more plant-based meals in the week. I'm personally a vegan, so I'm a big advocate for that. obviously kind to the planet and the animals too. That can really help to bring down your footprint, because animal agriculture is one of the largest emitters. So it can also be a really fun way to try new recipes with the family. Then I would say buying seasonal, organic, local produce. You know, that's a really big one I love to do myself. That's, you know, really great because it tastes way better, and it also supports local organic growers, which really need our support. At home, small energy saving habits go a long way too. So things like turning off lights when you leave the room, unplugging devices, and choosing, you know, a clothesline over a tumble dryer when the weather is on your side, which I know is a rarity in Ireland. But these are all, yeah, really easy wins. And, you know, they really do make a dent in your energy use. There's also a lot of value in reusing what you can, choosing secondhand clothes or toys, or bits, you know, for the house, especially with kids who outgrow things really quickly. It's all about that circular economy. It's so important, of course. And obviously, you never know, you know, what you might find. And a few gems, they go a long way. So the lovely thing about doing this is, you know, as a family, it's a chance to learn and try new things together. Even, you know, little ones, they can get involved helping with recycling, planting a few herbs, or packing low waste lunch. You know, it really builds a sense of connection and awareness. It doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs, you know, it's just about making a few thoughtful choices that work for your household and sticking with them. You know, the ones that feel right.
Energy conservation in the home is an important topic in Ireland, especially with rising energy costs, environmental concerns, and national goals for reducing carbon emissions. There's lots out there to help you get more out of the energy in your home, especially when you look at heating your home by making sure that it's well insulated in the attic and wall insulation also, and that it's draft proof with windows and doors sealed up appropriately. Other things you can move on to are efficient heating systems by upgrading to high efficiency condensing boilers, and even considering heat pumps, which are air to water systems that are the most efficient way to heat any home. You can also have extra things like smart thermostats and zone heating. Installing solar panels for electricity and heating water can make a massive difference to any home. And also simple things like energy efficient lighting and appliances, and making sure that you're using the most of smart technologies that are available out there to help optimize heating. Now, luckily for a lot of these things, there are grants available, and if you go to the SEAI website, the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, you'll find out that you can get help with attic insulation, with wall insulation, heat pump systems, solar panels, heat control upgrades, and they also have a one-stop shop, which is a sort of a deep retrofit for houses where grants are bundled together. All information is available at seai.ie. Other simple things we can all do is washing our clothes at a lower temperature, air dry our clothes instead of using dryers, only boil the amount of water in a kettle that you actually need to use, and close curtains at night to retain heat. Hours to Protect will return again on September 14th with the first of next month's feature with myself, Traco Brainon, on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.